USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden remembered his colleague and friend, former Vice President Walter Mondale, at Fritz's Memorial Sunday.
What Fritz is really saying, looking down, is, Joe, hide your Irish Catholic enthusiasm a little bit and be more Norwegian.
First Lady Jill Biden will travel to Eastern Europe this week to meet with U.S. service members, diplomats, and displaced Ukrainians. Her office made the announcement overnight. Biden will visit refugees in NATO member countries, Romania and Slovakia. Ukraine announced Monday that it hit two Russian naval vessels in the Black Sea with drone strikes. The armed drones hit two Russian patrol boats early this morning near Snake Island. The video footage shows the Russian boats getting hit by the drones, but it isn't clear if they had sunk. USA Radio News.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click apply. Answer a few questions, and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control, and you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com. Go get your quote now.
Paroled in 2003, Kathy Boden, who spent decades in prison for her part in the deadly 1981 Brinks armored truck heist as a member of the Weather Underground, died of cancer at the age of 78 in New York on Sunday. The Rockland County heist netted them $1.6 million and cost the lives of two police officers and a Brinks security guard. Some lawmakers are going after Citibank after their actions will lead to deaths.
Republicans are calling on the Senate to terminate its contract with Citibank. The bank recently announced it would pay employees in states with anti-abortion laws to travel to other states to abort their babies. Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines saying Citi's decision to finance abortion tourism for its employees in brazen circumvention of state law shows a reckless disregard for the lives of preborn children. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Three University of Oklahoma students were killed returning home from storm chasing last Friday. Gavin Short, Nicholas Nair, and Drake Brooks crashed on Interstate 35 near Tonkawa, Oklahoma, when their car hydroplaned into a semi-truck. As inflation is gouging every American's wallet, the Biden administration continues to spend money like we don't have a $30 trillion debt. Our debt is so high, Deutsche Bank announced last week, the U.S. dollar has a 50-50 chance of going into a full-blown recession by next year. The latest Biden spending idea is student loan forgiveness, which would add another $1.7 trillion to the national debt. Representative Rick Allen, the Republican from Georgia, told Newsmax, the Biden administration's student loan debt forgiveness is a big political mistake.
Yeah, this administration continues to develop these tactics, I guess, to try to appeal to a certain group of voters. And every time they double down, their bases leave them in droves. And I see this in my district. I hear the same thing in my district. And I will have to admit, I don't agree with Speaker Pelosi on many things. In fact, this may be the only thing that I've ever agreed with her on. And she's right. I think it's a big mistake. I think it's a big political mistake. And number one, I don't think he has the authority. I agree with Speaker on that. And also, you know, we got $30 trillion debt. Why don't we, if he's got money to do this, why don't we put that toward paying down the debt?
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.